Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, October 30th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Israeli soldiers have pushed further into the Gaza Strip, with soldiers and tanks appearing to be taking up positions there. Israel on Sunday called for urgent evacuation of northern Gaza, as analysts said Israel's intensifying ground offensive seemed to be designed to trap Hamas in the northern part of the Palestinian enclave. A senior U.S. official said Washington had convinced Israel to reverse steps it had taken to shut down Gaza's phone and internet communications. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu apologized for publicly blaming the country's defense and intelligence services for security failures before Hamas's October 7th attack. A federal judge has reinstated a gag order on former President Donald Trump in the criminal case charging him with conspiring to overturn the 2020 election. The order, which the judge suspended earlier this month, bars Trump from publicly criticizing prosecutors, potential witnesses, and court staff involved in the case. Trump's lawyers are expected to ask a federal appeals court to put a hold on the restrictions while they challenge the gag order. A lawyer for Trump didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. And the United Auto Workers Union has called a surprise expansion of its strike against General Motors, targeting a factory in Tennessee. The escalation came as the UAW confirmed that it had reached a tentative agreement with Chrysler parent Stellantis, days after striking a similar deal with Ford. Labor contract negotiations between the union and GM have continued through the weekend, with both sides expressing disappointment in the recent escalation. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, and European shares are in the green this morning. U.S. stock futures are also gaining, and McDonald's is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.